There was wind. There was certainly wind. And Peyton Malone, just a few minutes ago from Channel 4, told us that the strongest wind gust was 105 miles per hour. And that was, I think he said, south of Morgan City. So the wind was there. There's wind damage, but it seems like the biggest impact of Hurricane Francine, what we're going to remember, is the flooding and just so much rain. And it seemed like it kind of slowed down a little bit over New Orleans. And, you know, that's a worst case scenario. So a lot of flooding through the area. We'll continue to update you on that. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Thursday morning, September the 12th. Before I get to some of your text messages, and we are going to get to more of your calls as well, let's go to the public information officer for Louisiana State Police, Troop L, William Huggins joins us on WWL. William, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Scoot.
Good morning. So tell me what you're seeing around the state.
So around the state, really Troop L specifically, I've been on the roadways for a little bit this morning. We're very fortunate up here on the North Shore. I mean, and it's all relative, right? So I'm thinking back to Hurricane Ida when we woke up in August of 2021. It was almost like a new world. You know, we couldn't get a mile down the road. This morning when I got up around 2 a.m. and started running the roads, it's a completely different storm. However, we are still running into, you know, down power lines across roadways and the trees. As far as the interstate systems right now, once again, we're very fortunate. We only had a few trees out there, and we've already removed them. However, these state highways, we continuously are coming across trees, and as we get to them, we're trying to get them out the road. Unfortunately, there are a couple areas where the trees. Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
Sorry. Being a police officer, sometimes you get approached.
Hey, listen. If you've got business to do, by all means, do the business first.
He's trying to get a delivery over here at this gas station, so he'll be fine. But what I was going to say is, you know, some of these trees do have electricity cables attached to them. So unfortunately, some of those on across the roadways, we actually can't get to until the utility companies come out, and then hopefully they'll be coming out here soon to try to assist with us getting those trees out the roadways.
Okay. So the biggest problem on the North Shore might be power outages. You haven't seen a lot of flooding?
Yeah, so not really a lot of flooding, at least that's been reported. You know, we only have so many people out here on the roadways trying to get it. So where I have seen a little, you know, your typical spots, which is over there in Western and Eastern Slidell, for the most part, off Highway 433 for sure. There's going to be a little water on the roadway, as well as near Manchac on US 51, known as the Low Road up here in Troop L. There is some standing water. We're working with DOTD. We're going to get some high water signs out there, just urging anybody that's in the area, if you see water on the roadway, I don't care if you live in this area and you know these roads as well. Right now, this water level is rising, and it's really dark out here. So you may not actually understand how deep that water can be. And the last thing we want you to do is be getting swept into one of these bayous over here and causing a little bit, you know, more issues than we need right now.
Right. William, are you seeing people out on the road? Are you suspicious of somebody who's out on the road right now?
I wouldn't say that we're suspicious. I will say our blood pressure goes up a little bit because we're worried about them. You know, like I said, it's very dark. It's wind. You know, it's still raining up here a little bit, and it's very windy. And you got people speeding right now, which is pretty alarming. I just was on the interstate and just had to pull over somebody doing 80 miles per hour, and it's like, man, there's trees falling still, and they're going to continue falling as long as this soil is saturated, and there's still wind kicking up, just, you know, not very strong, but strong enough to maybe, you know, knock over some of these dead trees. So it's very alarming to the state. I'm not suspicious of them, but, you know, I would urge residents and motorists, please stay off the roadways, avoid any unnecessary travel at this time, especially, you know, let's wait till daylight and really get a good look at our highways, and then hopefully move on.
All right, so you've got somebody going 80, so that would be a 70-mile-an-hour zone?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. On the interstate, yeah. All right.
Now, let me ask you this, just between you and me. If they'd have been going 70, 79, would you have pulled them over? Do you give people like 9 miles an hour? Is it when they go over 10 miles an hour over the speed limit? Is that when you get them?
Well, I'll tell you this. I go talk to a bunch of kids, and they always ask me, well, how fast can I go before you pull me over? And I say, well, that's not the question you should ask yourself. The question should be, how bad do you want to injure yourself if you go off this roadway? Because the faster you're going, the bigger the mess.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
Far as crashes. So.
That's a good answer. But you know us motorists, we like to know that, Jeff. If I keep it at 78, am I okay? And I guess I guess people should know that if somebody's going 73, you could pull them over into 70.
Absolutely, and understand that speed limit's for ideal conditions.
Yeah, right.
That's sunny in 75, not in the middle of a hurricane.
Right.
So, there is a law, driving too fast based off conditions.
William, what about people who don't have AC and they might be tempted to go sit in their car and turn the AC on, and some people are going to their cars to charge up their phones? Is there anything inherently dangerous about that?
I wouldn't say anything inherently dangerous. If you're just staying in your driveway, I couldn't get on to you for doing stuff like that, because I understand, I got parents, I got grandparents out here. I'd like them for my cell phone to be charged as well, just in case they need some help. And I can maybe help them get some first responders over to their area. So I understand that, but I would say use your best judgment on anything. If your car is parked under a tree that may not be in the best health, I'd worry.
Now, if you're sitting in your car, now a lot of people have had a few beverages tonight. Isn't it legally better to be sitting in the passenger seat if the car is running, or if the keys are in the car?
I would definitely refrain from being anywhere in a public space if you are in a vehicle and you are intoxicated.
Yeah,
I think that's going to lead yourself, regardless of your intentions.
Yeah,
that's
going
to leading to you being susceptible to possible criminal charges.
You know, I'm really not trying to look for reasons to break the law. I'm not trying to find like the threshold of being arrested. I know it sounds like that, but I'm really just trying to get information to people.
And I'll tell you, and we're not trying to go like we're not trying to get into that mindset at all. We're very much in a recovery mindset right now. So that's the last thing we want to deal with. So if your listeners could avoid situations like that, look, we'd really appreciate it, because, we did double up our personnel up here on the North Shore, but they are still out there with chainsaws, still trying to get these roadways open. And hopefully, because we know people are going to get out on the roadways regardless of what we say. I mean, that is human nature. I think me and you can both understand that.
Yeah.
And we're trying to just make it as safe as possible right now for them. So I would just ask if anybody could help us out with maybe not breaking the law. That'd be a really, really nice thing for us.
Right. William Huggins, PIO, Public Information Officer for Louisiana State Police, North Shore, Troop L. Thank you for your time, and thanks for the information. Be safe out there yourself.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
Okay.